Thank you, Miss Joan. I'm going to ask the children to come forward for a children's message. Please come on down. Mr. Rob has the flu this morning. It's important that we cover some important topic. Come sit right over here. So I want to talk about All Saints Day this morning. And to do that, I need some volunteers this morning. Actually, none of you. You're going to help me out, but we're going to get some volunteers from out here this morning. So I need someone that was born in the silent generation. So that was 1925 to 1945. Bill, do you want to help us out? We had a little deal before church started. All right. And that, now we need someone born in the, I guess it'd be the baby boomer generation. Do we have any baby boomers? Anybody? Bob, you want to come? All right. Bill, you want to sit right here? Mr. Harris, right there. Yep. And Mr. Harrison. There we go. Mr. Glather. And then do we have anyone, let's see, in the Gen X generation? We'll have Miss Karen come on up right here. And any millennials? Do we have any millennials here today? All right. There we go. Megan. All right. Very good. Megan's going to come. We're going to have to get her a spot right over here. All right, now let's ask the question. What was the cost of a loaf of bread the year you were born? Do you know?
I have no idea. My mother baked it.
Oh. Did you hear that? He has no idea how much bread was. His mother baked it. Okay. It didn't magically appear on the shelf of stores is what he's saying. All right. Mr. Glather.
Ah. And we love it because we can tear the crust off and push it into a ball and eat it like dough.
All right.
And I believe balloon bread was 25 cents a loaf.
Cool. 25 cents a loaf. What do you think about that, guys? It's pretty good. All right. Yeah. Miss Karen, how much was a loaf of bread, you know? A quarter. Okay. So a quarter. And Megan, how much was a loaf of bread growing up? $2, she says. All right. $2. Isn't that amazing? Well, guys, I didn't bring them up to find out how much the cost of a loaf of bread was. I want you to imagine a chair right here next to Mr. Harris and a chair right here next to Megan. One thing that we're talking about today is All Saints Sunday. We recognize that from every single generation, they have shared about Jesus. So someone, even before Mr. Harris was born, a long time before bread even existed. That's a long time ago. Man. Someone passed down the faith, and then someone right here, over here, passed it on to Mr. Harris. And then Mr. Harris's generation, they passed it down to Mr. Glather. And Mr. Glather's generation passed it down to Miss Karen's, and Miss Karen's down to Miss Megan. Now, who do you think sitting right over here? Who do you think sitting right over here? Empty chair. Who do you think, Ryan?
Us.
All right. Caleb, who? All right. Very good. So one day, it's going to be up to you guys. This is scary, guys. These people... hey, really, they're going to take care of us. We need to love and care for them. You know what? You guys are going to pass on the faith to the next generation. That's what we're talking about today. You guys are saints just like everybody else. So just think about that today, and I'm thankful that you guys are here. You can go back to your parents. Thank you. And thank you for our adult children.